Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorkey, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. You can find our next guest on Twitter at Pro Football Talk. He's got over 1.5 million followers. You should check him out if you haven't already. Mike, I need your help today. If you're down, if you're willing.
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready. Sure, I won't even charge you for it. You'll get your money's worth.
How does this happen? Explain this to me. How do the Steelers find a team that is willing to give them A, significant compensation for Antonio Brown, and B, find a team that is ready and willing to make Antonio Brown the highest paid wide receiver in football? How does that happen?
Well, I think one of the ways you do it is with a little sleight of hand, a little magic trick. You know, for example, if the Steelers insist on a first-round pick and the Raiders have pick number 27, and the Raiders send pick number 27, but there's back-end compensation where the Steelers give the Raiders a third-round pick and the Raiders give the Steelers a sixth-round pick or something like that, that makes it less than a first-round pick, but it looks like a first-round pick, and all anyone will know is they got a first-round pick. So you can play some games with the trade compensation to make it look like a better deal than it is. That's one way you get significant compensation. You still have to find a team that's willing to do the dance, and I don't know that they're going to have an easy time to find that, because one of the factors in all of this is Antonio Brown essentially has a no-trade clause. They've essentially given it to him, and it's funny to see the Steelers huff and puff, but Brown is the one who's blowing their house down. He's the guy who's acting like a free agent. He's the guy who's acting like he has that Larry Fitzgerald-style no-trade clause, and it makes it harder to find a situation where the planets will line up, where you do get significant compensation, where you do find a team that's willing to give Antonio Brown a raise over the $13 million per year he's due to make over the next 3 years of his contract. And look, Antonio Brown, very confident. His latest exercise video, he's gone from calling himself Mr. Big Check or Big Chest to saying that he's going to announce his next team in the next 24 hours. So, you know, there's this weird sense of confidence that it's all going to work out and they are going to find a trade partner and he is going to get what he wants. And I still am astounded by the fact that the Steelers, who really don't like to have players dictate to them how it's going to be, have let Antonio Brown dictate to them how it's going to be.
In that, along those same lines, Mike, how would they have kept Antonio Brown from destroying or blowing up their trade with the Bills?
Well, here's the thing. If he refuses to report, then the Bills have to ask themselves, why are we giving up anything and inheriting Pittsburgh's headache and a guy who thinks he can talk his way to free agency or not show up? At some point, somebody needs to get tough with Antonio Brown and has to say to him, look, you put your name on a contract that has paid you over $32 million over 2 years. You have 3 years left at another $39 million. You are committed. And if you choose to not play football, that's your right. We can't force you to play football. But we will have an opportunity to collect from you $11.4 million. You don't get free money. You don't get to walk away with that signing bonus. Remember when Ben Roethlisberger was musing about retirement a couple of years ago? It cost him like $18 million in money he's already made that he'd have to cough back up to the Steelers if he had retired. I don't know if the Steelers are willing to have that conversation with Antonio Brown. I don't know why they won't do it. The Bills clearly weren't interested in acquiring Antonio Brown if he didn't want to be there. And he has, and look, you know what? Generally, I say anytime a player can push back and take a stand for himself, it's a good thing. It's just so odd to me that the Steelers are letting him do it. I can't understand why a team like the Steelers, which has these rules that are different from what other teams have, we don't restructure contracts with more than a year left unless we, you know, choose to make an exception. Mm-hmm. We don't do contracts during the regular season. We don't put guaranteed money beyond the first year of the deal. It's amazing to me that the Steelers have let Antonio Brown run this operation. They try to act like he's not running it, but it's obvious that he is.
Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, on the Antonio Brown trade that wasn't with the Bills. Do they have any recourse within the league's rule book, the conduct detrimental to the team, is there anything they can do to penalize Antonio Brown outside of what you said about trying to hold him hostage or get him to play nice over the signing bonus money?
Well, yeah, I mean, they have rights under the CBA that were used by the Eagles 14 years ago when Terrell Owens was bound and determined to get out of Philadelphia when the Eagles refused to give him a new contract after that performance in the Super Bowl where he played with a broken leg. He didn't like his guarantees. He didn't like his per-year average. He wanted a new deal. The Eagles wouldn't give it to him, so he decided to be as disruptive as he could be, thinking that eventually the Eagles would get rid of him. And it took a year, and it derailed a full season for the Eagles, and it was ugly and it was nasty, but the Eagles eventually suspended him for conduct detrimental to the team, and there was a financial price to be paid, and the Steelers could do that. And you could argue, and this is unprecedented, I think, as far as an NFL team has had to encounter a player using social media as a weapon in the offseason, but you could argue that there's enough here already. If the Steelers have been properly putting him on notice, and who knows what's going on behind the curtain here, but you know, you have to send letters, you have to give warnings, you have to put players on notice that they are engaged in detrimental conduct and they need to stop. But if the Steelers are dotting their I's and crossing their T's, they could at some point take the initiative here and find that Antonio Brown is engaged in conduct detrimental to the team. And he thinks he's getting free money on March 17th, another $2.5 million. That money ends up being at risk if he is breaching his contract, if he's engaging in detrimental conduct, if he is not showing up for practices or games. That's going to be a problem for him by way of keeping that money. So the Steelers have a lot of tools in the tool bag they could use. They aren't using them, though. And I've got a theory. It's more like a hypothesis.
Let's hear it.
Why? Well, here's what I think's going on. I think that, and I don't know this, but this is a supposition based upon all the circumstances, everything we've seen, everything we've heard, everything he's said, everything he's done on social media. I personally believe that at some point between that Wednesday before Week 17 and the meeting between Antonio Brown and Art Rooney from 2.5 weeks ago, that Ben Roethlisberger told someone with the Steelers, it's him or it's me, and you just have to get rid of this guy. And I think that's the only logical explanation as to why the Steelers have decided to basically say, yeah, well, you know what, we got these guys right for 3 more years. He's one of the best receivers in the NFL, but we're gonna try to trade him. I think they have to trade him. My belief is Ben has made it clear I'm gone or he's gone. And that's the only way to make sense of why the Steelers would be so compliant with Antonio Brown's wishes. That he's just lucky that they're complying because they've already decided they're moving on from him because their franchise quarterback has said get rid of this guy.
So you think there's a chance, though, that they could dock him or withhold from him that $2.5 million signing bonus?
Well, you know, this is where, here's the thing. He doesn't get the money until the regular season starts.
Okay.
That's $2.5 million. I got his contract on Sunday. It is earned on, if he's on the roster on March 17, he earns it. He doesn't get it until week one, and he gets it in 17 weekly installments, just like his salary.
Okay.
If he screws around before then, they can attack the roster bonus in chunks. It's called a forfeitable breach under the CBA, and if he doesn't show up for practice one day, that's all it takes. He's in breach. And if he doesn't show up another day, he's in breach. They have rights over him. If they would decide to roll up their sleeves and say, hey, Antonio, you want to be disruptive? You want to be a distraction? We'll deal with it, but we are going to aggressively enforce our rights under the labor deal, and we're going to come after every penny unless you play nice. We have given you a ton of money over the years. We've worked with you in the past. When you've wanted more money, we've moved money around under your contracts. We've tried to make you happy. You've got $32 million from us over the last 2 years. You have an obligation, and if you don't live up to it, there will be a financial consequence. If they decide to do that, they can go after the $2.5 million because it won't have been given to him in full until Week 17. They can go after that $11.4 million if he decides he's not going to play again. And here's the thing that concerns me. If you're a Steelers fan, you have to look at this and say, what kind of precedent are they setting here for the next guy who decides, I want out, and if I yell loud enough, if I create enough of a distraction, enough of a disruption, they're going to let me go? And that's what is crazy to me.
And, Mike, that's already happened here. LeGarrette Blount basically pouted his way out of town and got a couple Super Bowl rings for it, and James Harrison slept through meetings and got a trip to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you know, at some point this all has to come back to Mike Tomlin.
Yep.
Or somebody higher in the organization.
I agree.
I think this whole thing, you know, as much as they try to downplay it, this is the biggest test yet of Art Rooney II's ownership of the team. And I don't mean this as a slight against Art, but let's face it. If a business is going to be passed from generation to generation to generation to generation, eventually it's going to hit a generation that isn't as good as its predecessors were. And is Art Rooney II? It's a fair question if you're a Steelers fan. Is he running the team the way that his dad would have? I don't know. And I see these things that are happening. I see a lack of accountability when it comes to the head coach. I think the Steelers take this 3 coaches in 50 years thing as a point of pride, to the point where there isn't that healthy fear that you're going to get fired. I think every NFL coach needs to have a healthy fear that he can screw things up in a certain way that gets him fired. And if you just get complacent, if you get lackadaisical, here's what you have happening. And this is a team that has talent, that has potential, that consistently fails to live up to it. And is it a surprise when you point to these examples like Blunt and Harrison and what happened with Le'Veon Bell, because the Steelers are too hard-headed about how they negotiate long-term contracts? And now what we have with Antonio Brown, where he's basically allowed to tweet his way out of town, I just don't think it bodes well for the future. And it either lands on Tomlin's lap or Rooney's lap or somewhere in between. But they got to fix this if they ever want to live up to the potential that that roster consists of.
Mike, in closing here, you referenced it in this interview, and we're talking to Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk. This now kind of vague Instagram live video that Antonio Brown puts out about, sorry for the confusion, we've got something going here with another team. If you read into that at all, which with Antonio Brown, it's sometimes dangerous to kind of interpret what he's saying because so many of the things he says contradict each other. But if you take that at face value that there's something brewing and he knows and we don't know, what's your gut tell you on where he's going and for what?
I think it's the Raiders. I really do. But you know what? There's also a chance if that price drops, and I was told earlier today that several teams are just lurking out there waiting for the Steelers to reduce what they want. There could be teams that we thought weren't in it who could get into it. You know, we assume the 49ers aren't interested. They never said they're not interested. All they ever said is we haven't inquired. Maybe they're just sitting back waiting. They're playing poker. Once the price drops, then they jump to the table and they try to get something done for Antonio Brown. That's the one team that he's made it clear he wants to play for. So I don't know. And, you know, we've seen so many of these cases where everything's pointing to one team and somebody else emerges out of the blue. I keep an eye on the Eagles just because the Eagles fit that profile of a team that will surprise us with a move that we didn't expect. And would it shock me if the Eagles made a play for Antonio Brown? No, it would not. But I just think right now it's all pointing toward the Raiders. But I still think some of these teams that have been quiet or have acted like they're not interested, if the Steelers do come off of that first-round pick demand, then maybe they get involved and maybe we get surprised about where Antonio Brown ends up.
Mike, give me the team who you think is the most willing or open to giving him that big contract extension.
Well, I mean, the Raiders have plenty of cap space. They've got plenty of money, and they also have plenty of incentive to make a big splash. Is it a coincidence, or would it be a coincidence, that they would make the move in the same week that they end up staying in Oakland? Now, apparently there's still something that needs to be worked out in their lease to stay in Oakland, but they got to sell tickets in Oakland, and more importantly, next year they got to sell tickets in Las Vegas. And when you've traded away Khalil Mack and Amari Cooper, if you can bring in some star players with name recognition who will put butts in seats, that's the kind of thing that transcends football and goes to the heart of the business realities of owning an NFL team. So I think the Raiders make sense. I think the Raiders have a lot of damage to repair from how they mishandled Khalil Mack last year, and they could easily justify getting Antonio Brown what they would give him by saying, we'd have paid this to Amari Cooper, and we like Antonio Brown better than we like Amari Cooper.
Mike Florio, read him, profootballtalk.com, and follow him at Pro Football Talk. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it, brother.
All right. See you, pal.
Yep.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.